It's your Army Bandstand. Your local Army recruiter, in cooperation with this radio station, brings you transcribed Army Bandstand, featuring a program of popular music, the music that young America prefers, and today featuring the sounds of Henry Jerome and the orchestra. We'll be speaking with our special guest, Henry Jerome, after he opens the show with Cheery Berry Bent. Music by Henry Jerome and the orchestra, the selection entitled Cherry Berry Bin from the Decca album Brazen Brass. Time now to welcome our special guest to the show today, Henry Jerome.
Hello, Jim, and hello, nice people.
By the way, this is a wild, wild album you have here.
Well, I'm complimented. Thank you.
How did you happen to come about cutting this Brazen Brass album for Decca, Henry?
Well, you're always trying to get a little different sound, and it occurred to me that one sound that had not been tried is the open brass section, open trumpets and open trombones on one side, and muted trumpets and muted trombones on the other side. Mm-hmm. Two separate sections playing against each other, just as in the old dance bands, the brass section played against the sax section, mm-hmm. or against strings. And this is pretty much the result of it, and we arranged it to this combination.
How did you come about picking the 12 tunes that are in the album?
That's a good question. That took a lot of time, because you wanted to get tunes, basically, that before you even started the musical arrangement, adapted themselves to this treatment. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, get pacing so that, as far as the average person is concerned, it made nice programming to listen to. Mm-hmm. And it was a little difficult to find the tunes that fit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you could give the people a slight idea of what goes into an album from its inception, from the time it hits in somebody's mind. I mean, the work that goes in, the arrangements and mm-hmm. so forth.
Well, first off, as you aptly put it, the programming, the tunes. Secondly, the ideas for the arrangements, exactly what you're going to do. Thirdly, to physically arrange them. And then fourth, of course, is to assemble the personnel, try and get the proper musicians for this treatment. Then, next, go in the studio and physically do the job. Mm-hmm. Through with that, just like any other recording, you try to get the best takes or edit out the best takes. Last but not least, to master out, which is quite a difficult situation with this kind of a thing, because there's so much impact of brass mm-hmm. Coming at the needle, as you know, yeah. that there's a certain amount of distortion, and to try to get a good clean sound and make it come off. And I'm happy to say that Well, it just has come off, and probably most important, more than what you or I think, the people seem to like it.
Let's listen to some more Henry Jerome music, then. Would you care to introduce the next tune for us, please, Henry?
Well, I'll just say one word, glowworm.
Music by Henry Jerome and the orchestra, the selection entitled Glowworm. And we're going to have more music for you in just a moment after this important word from your United States Army.
See that modern Army soldier? He's got the mark of a man. That soldier is wearing the Army's combat arms insignia. And most important, he got to choose the combat arms he wanted before he enlisted. That's true. He qualified so he could pick from infantry, armor, or artillery. And because he picked one of the Army's combat arms, he got an additional choice. Right. He got to select an overseas area or an airborne unit. This choice, too, came before enlistment. How about you? Can you qualify? Do you want the mark of a man? Your local Army recruiter will show you how the mark of a man can be yours through the Army's combat arms training. And after you have selected one of the combat arms, he'll show you how you can select an overseas area or an airborne unit. For choice, not chance, see your local Army recruiter.
Once again, speaking with our special guest on the Army Bandstand Show today, Henry Jerome and the orchestra. And how did you happen to get started in the music business?
I started quite young. I always liked the brass instruments. I used to watch the street parades and whatnot, and the folks bought me a trumpet. That was the start of the whole thing. I organized a band at the age of 12, and I had a band for some 28 years. Mm-hmm. You know.
Henry, do you think the big band will ever come back into its own as it was a few years ago? I mean, other than I realize it is on record album wise.
Yes.
But I mean,
I know
as far
the in-person business.
Well,
let me answer it this way: that I hope so, mm-hmm. And it isn't basically, Jim, up to you or up to me, but rather up to the people when they decide that they would like to leave their houses and go out and dance a little bit. Also, I think that the youngsters in the old days, when a thing was a hit in the 30s and the 40s, was a hit for the youngsters on the dance floor, was a hit at home, it was a hit to the older folks, it was a hit on records, it was a hit on the air, was always the same. As you notice today, it's kind of a split market. The teenagers dance to the teenage kind of music, and their dance steps fit this kind of music, not the band music. Now, when the day comes that once again those steps of the youngsters fit the bands, or shall we say the bands fit their steps,
either way,
then, of course, that's going to bring that market together again, and in my humble opinion, I think that will have a great deal to do with it.
Fine. Let's get back to more music by the Henry Jerome Orchestra. The next tune coming up is Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, Cha-Cha-Cha, and who did the adaptation to the cha-cha on this. Didn't you do it?
Yeah, that's pretty much my idea, with apologies to the writers.
Let's have more Henry Jerome music then. Music by Henry Jerome and the orchestra, Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, cha-cha-cha. And may I say, Henry, that the music has been wonderful, and it's been our pleasure having you on the show with us.
Well, I feel just about the same way, and I appreciate you having me.
Thank you very much.
So long, nice people.
Want to learn electronics? Today's Modern Army lets you choose your technical training before enlistment. You get choice, not chance, because you pick the exact technical training you want, and it's guaranteed in writing before enlistment. You get a head start in the field that interests you most. Remember, you choose your technical training before enlistment. Get choice, not chance. See your Army recruiter now.
Army Bandstand was produced at the Recruiting Publicity Center through the cooperation of the United States Army Band Orchestra, Lieutenant Colonel Hugh Curry conducting. This show was directed by Chief Warrant Officer Charles Brown. The technical director is Specialist Arnie Rosen. Now, this is Specialist Jim Zimmerman reminding you that the Army lets you choose, qualify, and know all before enlistment.